Let's see what's going on in our sports today. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. University of Oregon cancels a planned ticket sale for the Ducks football season opener with Louisiana State. The reason? The September 3rd game at the 80,000-seat Cowboys Stadium is already sold out. Going to be a big season for the Ducks, and of course, we'll have all their games right here on KBND. Former New York Giants wide receiver Plaxico Burress is a free man. He was released yesterday from the Oneida State Correctional Facility in New York, 3 months shy of his 2-year sentence for attempted criminal possession of a weapon. Burress says he would like to resume his NFL career.
And as far as football is concerned, if and when, you know, everything gets settled, and when they get back on the field, I'll be ready.
Super Bowl 42 hero accidentally shot himself in the leg while carrying an unlicensed gun in a Manhattan nightclub. He'll remain on parole for the next 2 years. And, yeah, this guy, former major leaguer Lenny Dykstra, has been charged with multiple felonies, including grand theft auto and drug possession. The L.A. District Attorney's Office says Dykstra allegedly tried to lease high-end automobiles with fraudulent credit information. He's also been accused of possessing cocaine, ecstasy, and synthetic growth hormone. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND. Actually, I feel like it's a police report.
I know. I was wondering. Here's the thing. When you said attempted criminal possession of a weapon, I thought to myself, what, did he try to possess it? And then he was like Butterfingers and he dropped it. And then he actually kind of did, right? He kind of
shot himself in the leg, sharp as a marble.
And so what's his job again? Tell me, like, what he's...
He's a wide receiver.
He's supposed to
catch
hang on to
the football.
Yeah. Attempted to possess a gun, but I couldn't hang on to it.